Proclamation number 7289 of 21st of February, 1959. Voluntary return guarantees bliss. From me is all salvation, all light and all bliss. He who has me is everything, and his existence is only a song of praise and thanksgiving for his Lord, who has become his Father out of pure love. And therefore all beingness is still outside of beatitude as long as it has not yet found its way back to me, as long as it has not yet returned to its origin. For the being was created in all bliss, and it could also have eternally remained in this state of bliss if it had not voluntarily turned away from me itself. Yet I allowed it its freedom and did not prevent it from taking its own path which led far away from me. And therefore all happiness has left it. It has become a being which has had to torment itself for eternities and is not released from these torments as long as it has not taken the path back to me. Yet with me its state of torment will be changed, with me it will find complete bliss again, with me there is only love, light and strength and freedom. An infinitely blissful fate awaits you. And you humans on earth don't believe it, or you would do nothing else but acquire this glorious fate for the purpose of which you live on earth. For this reason, however, such a fate can always be offered to you without you being compelled to start on the path of return, for such a teaching is far more likely to meet with unbelief than with profound faith, with the result of inspiring a purposeful life. For people are so distant from everything spiritual because they are still so distant from me themselves, and therefore are hardly touched by teachings which concern the spiritual kingdom, eternity and the fate of every soul. Such teachings only echo in their ears, they hear it but it does not penetrate their hearts, and they change their way of life even less so that it brings them close to the right goal. They do not reshape themselves, i.e., their nature, so that it is only pure love, and thus this would already be equal to the return to me, who can only be found again on the path of love. And even though I repeatedly describe the glories of my kingdom to you, as far as it is possible for you to grasp, you still don't let my words have an effect on you because success is not earthly visible or tangible to you, and therefore all the worldly treasures of value are far more likely to tempt you to strive for them than the treasures which one day await you in the spiritual kingdom. And yet, I cannot do more than inform you of my kingdom and its bliss through my word. I can only instruct you again and again through my spirit and admonish you to live appropriately on earth. I can only make my word accessible to you, which is purest truth, and you must now evaluate it yourselves by letting it penetrate your hearts and acting accordingly. And the spiritual treasures will now reveal themselves to you. You will discover spiritual abilities within yourselves, and by means of these also start and cover the return path to me more easily and effortlessly. You will now already begin to understand what is meant by spiritual treasures, and that they are far more valuable than the treasures the world can ever offer you. For the latter are only sham goods, without permanence, without value for eternity. But they are able to blind your eyes so that you do not see the treasures which are already offered to you on earth from the spiritual kingdom. For the glories will only await you on the other side when you have entered my kingdom in light and freedom. Only then will you sing praise and thanks to me. Only then will you be receptive to the light and strength which now shine towards you and make you blissfully happy. But first you must muster the will yourselves to approach me again, whom you once voluntarily left. You must believe my words that I love you and long for your return, and then you must desire to hear me myself. And truly, you will reach the goal, you will enter the kingdom where I myself am, and you will be unspeakably happy in my presence in light and strength and freedom. Amen.